Hi everyone, this is Vincent and you're on Hanging Out Sunset. You know, not a long time ago, a few weeks ago actually, I was in the high desert in Pioneer Town, California, because I was covering the Pioneer Town Film Festival. But it was not just a film festival. As you know, I got to interview the Dandy Warhols, but also I got to meet some of the local artists that play in their area, like Jessica Von Rabbit. She's my guest today. And Jessica is like a legend in the high desert. Although not a native of the area, she found her dream place in Joshua Tree after first moving to LA from Connecticut at the end of the 90s. She worked as a stylist for celebrities like Debbie Harry from Blondie or Gwen Stefani in LA. But I guess this wasn't fulfilling enough. She wanted to be the one behind the microphone. So about that time, she first visited Joshua Tree and found there the artistic freedom that would enable her to become that avant-garde, genre-bending, electro-rock and roll queen she has become since. So I was really, really eager to meet her. And she came to me and we met at the Pioneer Town Motel, close to where the festival was being held. And at night, I got the privilege to see her perform at the Red Dog Saloon, and it was quite amazing. So I'm very, very happy to share with you this special interview with Jessica. And she just released a new song, which is a cover by Boys Don't Cry, an English 80s band. And Jesse Hughes from the Eagles of Death Metal is featured on that song. So watch it, because both of their universes match so much. They both crave for that artistic freedom that we love. And enough said. Let's do the show. So basically, my name is Vincent. I have this podcast called, and it's also like a blog called Hanging on Sunset.
Okay.
I'm French, as you can hear.
Yes.
but I live in LA.
Great.
And I've been here in the high desert for a long time now. You know, here and.
You've been going back and forth.
Yeah, back
right?
and forth. And but the first time I came here was like 11 years ago. So when I saw that you were performing for the Pioneer Town Festival, I was like, yeah, cool. I can talk to her if she wants. And I'm very happy that you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So my first question is, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Excited for us having this Western video to be premiered today. Just came out today.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a long time. In the making to have the release happen, because we were going to release it with the film festival in the past, but the film festival kept getting postponed due to COVID. So,
you've
kind of been
the video
sitting on the video for quite some time now.
Oh my god!
So to me, it's not even that like fresh anymore. I still have to like I need to be excited about it, and I am. But it's kind of been like, okay, you know. This has been done. So,
and it's a great video and it's a great song, and I always love your videos because it sounds like you put a lot of your own yourself, right?
Yes.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. This time you have like Jesse Hughes featured on the
Jesse,
song.
Yep. Dave Ketching and guitar player from Eagles of Death Metal.
Yeah, yeah. Who's also running the Rancho de la Luna, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know my local history.
Good. It's important.
Actually, I'm in a band myself.
Uh-huh.
It's called Yard of Blondes, and we've been recording not at the Rancho, but at Tony Mason's.
Okay. Yeah, I know Tony.
Like 8 years ago or something.
Okay.
But
cool.
So, yeah, a little familiar with the area. Good friends with Teddy Queen, too.
Uh-huh.
Who used to be hosting like open mics and stuff. So, all right. And you were not born here, right?
No, I was born in Wisconsin, but I've been in California for 20-some years now, so.
You've been here long enough that they call you the queen of the high desert.
Yes, that's correct.
So, let's take things back to Wisconsin, actually.
Okay.
tell me, how did you really start being interested in music? What was the first shock for you?
I came out of the womb interested in music. My mother was a singer growing up. She was a singer in band, in cover bands in our hometown, and she started me on piano lessons when I was 7, and it was just always around me, and I knew that's what I wanted to do from a young age. So I was always pursuing that, and when I graduated from a year after high school, I moved to Minneapolis, and that's where I started playing in bands originally. And then I got my start in Minneapolis, and then I fled the chilly Midwest for Los Angeles.
About the year 2000?
In the late 90s.
Oh, okay.
And then I came here in the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. LA first.
LA first.
You worked as a stylist, if I'm correct.
Yes, I did. I did.
And then come here.
And then I came out to the desert, and I've been here ever since. So
you fell in love with it?
I did. I mean, it was a good place to. It was still close enough to Los Angeles where I'm still able to perform there and make my mark there, but I didn't have to live right in Los Angeles, which can be a little, treacherous.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a huge history of music around here.
Of course.
Like the Desert Rock.
And but Graham
also
Parsons.
Graham Parsons. Yeah. And you had a band called Graham Rabbit. Is that a coincidence?
No, we named it after, that was my start, was Graham Rabbit, and I was, was with them for... I was them for 12 years or so. And actually Todd, the co-founder of Graham Rabbit, Todd Rutherford Johnson, he was part of the original production of this I Want to Be a Cowboy track. But I kind of dug it out of the archives because it'd been on some old Pro Tools hard drive for years. And I, just maybe a year and a half ago, I was looking up old sessions, and I'm like, oh yeah, this. And then I listened to it, I'm like, this has to come out. So I put Jesse Hughes vocals on it because him and I are friends, and we always talked about doing a duet. I'm like, this would be perfect for Jesse and I. So I kind of dug it out of the old Graham Rabbit archives and spent time kind of remixing and fortifying things and, retracking a few things,
amazing.
It was actually kind of a Graham Rabbit thing that never saw the light of day, and now it's
that's actually
the light
pretty
of
cool.
Day.
So the fact that it was delayed for another year was not a big deal.
Exactly true. Yeah, this,
it's just the karma of this song.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool. I know Jesse a little bit. I've been spending some nights at his place and hanging out with him a little bit. Is a pretty cool dude, and I think you guys match perfectly, in the sense that you're totally free in your artistic approach, right?
Thank you. Yeah, that's good.
And I think that's one of the things that I got from your music. I've been listening to it a lot lately because I knew I would see you.
Cool.
And what really struck me, and now that you're telling me that you've been to Minneapolis, I'm thinking about Prince, and I got this vibe from your music too.
Oh wow!
Like that you. They're experimenting and researching all the time. Like, there's not a song that will like another one in your discography. So sometimes,
I switch it. I don't have one sound.
Yes.
I can't really stick to one sound, I guess. I guess it all kind of sounds like me because it's my voice. I kind of bend genres, you could say. So.
Which I admire. And I think it's a real statement on the way you approach your art. And so this made me think of Prince, obviously, because he was experimenting and researching all the time and didn't care about trends or any kind of pressure or expectations, I guess. And I think that's what you do.
It's a gnat.
And also the stylistic approach, like the all aesthetic that you've been doing. And I'm not surprised you've been a stylist before because you style yourself. And it's always surprising and it's always, a whole world.
I enjoy it.
So do you think the music and the style together? How?
I guess I just kind of go hand in hand, as far as the music videos are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
Even for the performances?
For the performances, yes. I mean, I have a couple dancers and we just, they come out in different costumes, not on every song, but we just got some new alien costumes for them that they... debuted last night. We played in Long Beach at Alex's bar.
Oh, that's a great place.
Yeah, so I definitely like to incorporate theatrics into my live show just because I think it makes things a little more exciting and gives people a visual instead of just the music. So I've been doing that for a long time and I enjoy that.
Yeah, and also your artwork and everything seems very curated, if that's the word.
Thank you. I think about it, but I don't feel like I'm doing any. I guess it just comes natural to me, and I just maybe other people are maybe even more impressed by it than I am. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't know. That just seems like natural yeah. to me. I'm not that impressed with myself. Like I always feel like I could be doing more. So it's nice when other people appreciate it.
Well, that's cool. So are you preparing something different for tomorrow's performance at the festival? Because I read like Jessica von Rabbit Goes Country. That was the title of the.
Well,
is it gonna happen or?
I was originally supposed to play country, but then I think I'm supposed to be doing a little. I'm doing some of my electronic stuff too. Okay. So yeah, there'll be some cowboy themes in the set for sure.
All right, and you released a collaboration called Joshua Tree not a long time ago, maybe
yes.
2019.
Yes.
Something right before the pandemic
yes.
happened.
And the song Joshua Tree.
That was more like a. In a country
Americana,
vibe.
Americana, yeah, definitely, yeah, definitely.
So you yeah. really
I do that. I do that too. I mean, Graham Rabbit. Some of our early mm-hmm. songs were. We had some Americana tracks that got made it onto a lot of film and television, and so I've always kind of had a foot in that world a little bit. But you know, I also like poppy, rocky. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like all genres. Mm-hmm. So I just do a little bit of everything.
Just go with the flow.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Do you produce every track yourself?
Yes, to a point. Right now, I'm kind of sitting on a new album, but I need to. I've produced most. I get it as good sounding as I can on my own. I do mm-hmm. run Pro Tools. I've gotten much better at it over the years. I have some decent gear. So I get it to a certain point where it's like, this sounds pretty good. Now I want to hire someone else yes. to just like help me put it over the top, like track drums or, you know, just help me with EQs and any extra ideas.
I guess mixing and
yeah,
stuff
of course,
like that.
Yeah.
I'll do that too, you know.
Yeah. with my but I'm definitely like hands on. Like I'm always like right there the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like I don't just hand it off to someone and say, you mix it. Like I couldn't, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
what's your process when you're writing a song? Do you have any routine or?
I don't know. I just, I'll have some song idea in my head and or things I've little riffs I've recorded, and sometimes like a phrase or a word sparks like an idea for a song. But I just, I like to start kind of like early in the day, and I don't always like figure the song out completely. I just have like maybe I have one little riff and I'll put down a drum beat, and then I write it as I'm recording it basically. Mm-hmm. So
I do the same actually.
Yeah, because I feel like why killing one bird with a stone? I don't have to like have the whole song figured out before I start recording. Uh-huh. Is basically what I'm saying.
With me, it's like if I don't record it right away,
yeah.
I lose interest in the song.
Yeah, exactly.
And, it's hard to go back yeah. to it, but if you have some, you know, layers already
right,
tracked.
Right, it makes it exciting. It's yeah. like, oh, that's cool. How about this? How about this? Yeah. yeah.
Right away.
Yeah, instant gratification.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you've been in Joshua Tree and in the area for...
like 20 years.
20 years
yeah.
now. And my first time here was like 11 years ago, and I've seen... the area changed too,
right?
And the community. Do you still enjoy being here?
yes, I do. I mean, I sometimes think like, where else would I move to? Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes I ponder that because I have been here for a while now, and I'm like, am I going to be here forever? Like, I have been here. Like, it's nice to have some variety in life, but I like where I live. I do like my community. I love the landscape. And
that's for sure.
You know, we're just getting like nicer, we're getting more places to hang out, and yeah, things have changed a little, but you know, it's okay. It's called growth, and it's good to accept it. And and if I drove around the country looking for a new place to live, I'd probably be seeking out something similar to where I'm already at. So I'm like, you know what, I think this is probably good. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens, but I'm here for now.
And you say you have a little community around you. Is there like a scene, a musical scene still?
Yeah, there is, but it's definitely like growing and you know, branching off. There's so many new people out here now, like there's new little scenes. But I seem to always find my way into all of them. I usually know somebody, and you know, and every different little clique. So
All right, that's cool. So what's the cool spot right now to play in the area?
To play? Well, I'm really excited for the new opening of the Awe Bar in Yucca.
I heard about that. I heard it's wonderful.
It's beautiful, and I can't wait to play there. So that's exciting.
That's great.
And, of course, the Red Dog tomorrow night, too.
Yes, I can't wait to see your performance, really.
Thank you.
I'm very, very happy about that. And I wanted to know more about your experiences. You were mentioning that your music has been plugged into TV shows and stuff like that. So do you write specifically for that sometimes?
No.
Or just happened that...
No, it just happens that it gets placed in film and TV.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there are no many avenues of revenues right now when you're an artist.
So yeah, that's kind of the biggest one. Yeah, that's kind of the best one.
So do you have like a whole team or record label?
I've had different people pitch me over the years. I'm working with someone new right now. But like in the past, sometimes it was just like maybe the music supervisor on the show was a fan of a song or heard
That's
it or came to a show and like we want, you know, they want it. And sometimes they seek you out. Other times you your agent is pitching that. So, you know, just always comes from different means. But it's always nice. Like sometimes there's like for a while I was getting things in movies and TV a lot. And then there's kind of a dry spell and then you get a few here. You know, it just it's nothing you can always count on, but you always hope it's still going to happen. So
yes, there's this and then touring. So
yeah.
You've been touring with Eagles of Death Metal.
That was in 2015. So it's been a while. Oh, yeah. I've been toured for a bit, you know, I've just been playing.
Do you miss it?
Here and there. Yes and no. Like touring's hard work and, it's expensive, and unless you're hooked up on a good tour,
it's hard to make the money.
It is.
Hard conditions most of the time.
It is. It has to be. Yeah, it has to be right before I'm gonna like go hit the road again. Like,
yeah. But you like performing around town, and
I do. Lately, that's kind of been more my speed. And also, I've been working on a new album. I'm kind of like been a little more insular and just at home, like writing and coming up with new ideas. So
do you have a plan, or do you know when you're going to release that?
I don't yet. I'm actually looking for I'm looking for a new producer to help me like finish off the album. So right now I've got a little more writing to do, but I'm kind of putting out my feelers as to like who I could hire to who would be a right fit to come in and just kind of help me seal
ideas?
The deal. Yeah,
the people that you want to reach out to.
A little bit, but yeah, I'm not sure. There's a couple of people in mind that I haven't reached out to yet. I was waiting to get this cowboy video out, and then like that was kind of my next phase. So it was like, take care of this. And
okay.
Then, yeah.
Well, that's great, and I love the video, and we're gonna promote it. I'm gonna put it on the website too. I'm gonna write a little blurb about that. And then post our conversation also.
Great.
So I'll tag you, and we'll share with.
Yay.
Our little community.
Thank you.
What else? So, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that cover that you did from Boy George, too.
Uh-huh.
Because I saw that he retweeted it.
He
so
did.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that was exciting. I grew up listening to Boy George. I was a fan as a little girl. So when he retweeted my song, it was pretty cool.
Are
I wasn't expecting
it tomorrow?
No, I haven't played that one for a while, but I should bring it out. Maybe I will.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jessica.
Thank
you. Good luck with the release of the new song, the new video.
Thank you so much.
And 15 years in the making.
Yeah, really.
It's a cover from Boys Don't Cry,
right.
And can we put it in the podcast after our conversation? Can
Please.
I edit it in?
Please.
Perfect.
Yes.
So you're going to listen to it right now.
Great. Enjoy.
I'm
Thank you so much.
Thank you.